This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Oh, hell yeah! Oh, hell yeah!
Joe Flacco, starting quarterback for your Cleveland Browns. Kevin's talked about it. Joe's talked about it. Does any part of you feel like it's got to be bizarre for Joe that we talk about Joe? And I might have mentioned this to you a couple days ago, where Joe's a 40-year-old man. I would imagine Joe in his health, and I mean with the advances in sciences and everything, Joe's probably got 50 years left. Would you say like Joe could live until 90, right?
The advances of science, man. Joe has been around since the advent of the printing press, okay. Kenny. He's been around so long.
So Joe's got 50 years probably left. And we talk about Joe Flacco like it's your grandfather's 90th birthday.
And yet I'm older than him.
And you're going, exactly. And you go, you know, we got to go. You never know. This could be his last one. Like in Christmas Vacation, they might not have any more. This might be their last Christmas. You might have to go. Like it's... he's got to be a little bit annoyed by that. Like, I'm not, like, he'd probably sit there going, I'm not 20 anymore, but I'm not old.
Like, I was looking yesterday to see where Joe Flacco, like, if he, would you say it would be miraculous if Flacco would play all 17 games this year? Like, if you were to do a bet, if you were to do the odds on what that would be, the likelihood of him playing all 17 games, it would be minuscule, right?
Yeah.
So I started looking. If he played in all 17 games, where would that put him? Because I'm like, it's year 17. He's going to be in his 40s. That's got to have him like top eight, top nine ever. But it's not because, in fact, Matt Hasselbeck is ahead of him right now in games started the NFL. It's not because he had like eight straight years of starting one, two, three, or four games. Because that's how crazy the story is, that it looked like he was barreling towards being out of the league. You know, 8 years ago, really. Well, after Lamar Jackson came in, right? How long has Lamar Jackson been here?
Eight years.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
And for him to be starting,
we call it the better
season,
part of a decade.
Yeah, the starting. Forget the playoff run, which was miraculous a few years ago, or the down the stretch run to get them into the playoffs. But the fact that he is starting right now, I don't think people have fully appreciated how ridiculous this is that he is starting.
It is pretty bizarre. I know what Jeff had said yesterday, 2 days ago, where he said it was a colossal waste of time or colossal failure. Colossal failure was the word. Boy, people are very sensitive about the making sure the words are exactly how they are.
He said colossal failure what?
Colossal failure to play Joe Flacco because you got these two young guys. You got to see what you have with the young guys there. And you know, my thought is you have to be responsible to the veterans. You know, you have to be responsible to the guys who have sweat equity in there, even though they paid. Like, you still got Joel Bitonio on that football team. You still got older guys on that team. And you're trying to do something to establish a culture. Now, I don't think you can establish a culture. Guys, I really don't. I mean, their identity, what is their identity? I mean, I said it yesterday, and people were even upset about that. I go, they're going to try to line up in 12 personnel and run the football. Well, Ken, who's their running back? well, Ken, you can't do it in the NFL like that. I go, well, if you don't have the horses, you got to try to do it like that, because the only horse you really have is Jerry Jeudy and a little bit of David Njoku. So if you only have those guys, you're probably going to line up and try to run the football. Well, then, Ken, you can't do that in the NFL. Yes, you can. Philadelphia did it. They did it better than anybody else out there. Well, you don't have Saquon Barkley. You don't have Jalen Hurts, which takes me right back to what I said. You're probably going to do protectionism, because I can't just go winging the ball all over the place when I have a bunch of quarterbacks with a propensity to turn the ball over, because I'm either going to have two young guys, Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, who's certainly known to turn the ball over. So we're gonna go in this vicious cycle. So to settle everything down, ball control, clock management, eliminate turnovers, try to win the turnover margin, and try to win the football game on the margins. Maybe at the very end, they'll still be smiling at me.
I get.
They still won't be that great.
From the outside looking in, it totally makes sense for the Browns to get bagged over starting a 40-year-old quarterback on a team that's supposed to be one of the worst teams in football on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, and we'll talk later in the show whether the paper is wrong about that, because some people are starting to insinuate
7
that the paper is wrong.
Well, it's weird because Danny Cannell said 9 to 10 wins they could be this year. That's something to pound the table on. I heard Fanta getting a shouting match with Nick and Jonathan. Well, really Nick. But it was really, honestly, it was really John's shouting match with himself. Fanta was yelling about them being a 6-win team. And I go, I don't know if 6 wins is anything to puff your chest out about there, but we're not setting a high standard here.
Yeah, maybe so, it depends who gets the 6 wins. If it's Joe Flacco getting the 6 wins versus is it the rookie quarterbacks getting the 6 wins? Maybe that changes everything.
We have to figure that out as the season goes on.
I mean, that I think that would be really, really kind of informative on what kind of a year it is. So I keep thinking, yeah, if I did radio anywhere outside of Cleveland, I always try to keep this in the back of my mind. What would I be saying? And I'd be saying, all right, where does Vegas have the Browns? 4.5, 5 wins. Okay, they're starting a 40-year-old quarterback when they drafted two rookies. But they got to understand, two rookies is not two rookies. They didn't draft Jaden Daniels here. They didn't draft Baker Mayfield. Okay, this is a third and fifth rounder. The third rounder almost universally was overdrafted, and the fifth rounder was almost universally underdrafted. But both of them right now, would you bet on either of them having a long-term starting career in the NFL? No, you wouldn't.
No, right. Not,
most people wouldn't.
Not now, I can't. Now, I would bet higher on Shador Sanders.
Shador Sanders first crowd, which we have a bunch of them, we welcome them in. They, depending on the day, they have problems with us, or depending on the day, they appreciate us.
We're the champions of champions.
But I think even they have to realize, they have to recognize that the fact that he lasted till the fifth round showed you where the league kind of felt about either his skills or his abilities or his interview techniques or whatever
it was.
And now, what would he be on the depth chart today if, let's say, Kenny Pickett was miraculously healthy today?
Well,
that's, where would Shador be on the depth chart today?
Oh, those are two. It's but I probably think those are two
fourth.
Different answers.
It's still fourth. Me and you, it wouldn't be fourth. But for the Browns, it seems like all indications are that it would be fourth.
And then we could argue whether or not we agree with that, and so I'm sure we will at some point.
But that's what I'm saying, is it's such an uphill battle.
Yes.
Not that he won't get an opportunity this year on the Browns. Everybody gets an opportunity. We were going through the quarterbacks before the show. We welcome Gabe. Is that your name?
Gabe. Yes, Gabe, his name is Gabe. You didn't even say hi to Gabe, did you?
No, he came over to shake my hand. I said, today, bad day.
No,
bad day to try to shake my hand.
Lime is under the weather.
As I have a box full of tissue with lotion.
Yes, tissues with lotion.
The tissue with lotion. But you brought up who was quarterback last year?
7 different ones.
But you mentioned
one.
But last year, you mentioned one I totally forgot about
already.
Jeff
Driscoll.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
No, that wasn't that 2 years ago, or was that last year?
That was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Over the last 2 years.
Yeah, who was last year?
Last year it was Deshaun.
Yep.
It was DTR, Jameis, Bailey Zappi.
Bailey.
Started the last game against Bailey.
That was what I totally forgot. And I'm sure most people probably forgot about Driscoll in the final game, because that was the final game of the year last year. So we odds are, hey, one slogan is odds are you'll have fun. With the Browns, odds are come January, you'll get in.
You'll get
if you
chance.
Are a quarterback and you've had a clipboard at some point during the season, you will get a chance to throw a football.
I actually love that thought, and I think you just stumbled on something I might want to do either on the podcast or depending on how today goes or tomorrow goes, maybe do it then. How would I treat the Browns if we did this show in Philadelphia? And I would think, I put the Browns away until Shedeur Sanders plays.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. Hey, you had the unwatchables list, which is probably something we should do again. Guys, if we lived in any other city other than the AFC North, if we were in a non-AFC North city, they'd be on the early unwatchables watch list. I don't know if anybody's unwatchable yet, but after week one, you would know. But they would be a team that you would probably put away until they play Shedeur Sanders, and then you would drop in to see Shedeur Sanders. And there's other teams that we've said that way, but that's the stark truth about it if you weren't a Browns fan. I mean, hell, I got Browns fans saying that they're going to do their lawn work anyway. Okay, those are Browns fans saying that. So you know how we would stand on it if we were in Atlanta, Georgia, or anywhere else about the Browns. There's plenty of other football teams I felt that way. That crystallizes things the way you just said it. But, you know, there was some interesting audio there yesterday. So Joe Flacco, he was asked some interesting questions. And I want to get to this because Joe was asked, they actually asked him how long his leash is.
Well, we all know how that works. I mean, you know, that's everybody in the league. But it's not really my job to look at it in that way. It's just to kind of go out there and play my game, kind of like I've been doing, you know, all training camp and not worrying about all that stuff. Just going out there and playing my game and being the best I can.
I know where you want to go on that. Now, hold on. Let me get to these two other things because I know what you might be thinking. Because I did a disservice yesterday. You asked me a question and I forgot to answer it coming back from break. I hate when I do that, and I apologize to anybody who was listening then. I'm going to answer it here in just a moment. Kevin Stefanski, when asked about Joe Flacco and all the quarterbacks they have who start for them, this is what Kevin Stefanski said about who plays quarterback.
We have a standard for that position, regardless of who's in there. Practice, games, how we operate, what we believe in. Obviously, Joe, having done it at a high level, has done it here as well. That lends itself to confidence in himself and confidence from his teammates.
How many different quarterbacks you have the last couple of years? Seven. You sure you have a standard? I think that standard is the same as old Gabe boys over there at 2 a.m. What bar do you go to, Gabe?
Ray's Place.
You go to Ray's Place. Wait, in Kent?
In Kent, yeah.
Wow, look at...
I'm familiar with the steps to get up
you,
there
Gabe?
At Ray's Place.
23.
That's still too old for you know whose daughter, right?
Yeah.
She's in college, though. Yeah. She's a grown woman.
I know.
Now.
Normally, once you get to school...
He ain't listening right now.
Just go out the window.
You go to Ray's Place in Kent?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's a great place.
What time do they close? Oh, yeah, Mitch, like you go there. You just go there and stare at the wall. Mitch, you go to Ray's Place?
I've been there many times.
Really? Mitch?
Yeah.
You go out?
Often, yeah.
I don't believe him.
More okay, in my college now. Days, yeah.
Well, then I would say our standard is the same as Gabe's and Mitch's at Ray's Place in the late evening. That's what I say our standard is. Standards change as the season goes on, just as they do as the night goes on. Kevin Stefanski did go further, and he was asked, and this is the operative thing here, he was asked if Kenny Pickett had a realistic shot at the starting job.
Yeah, I'm still excited about Kenny, the player, the person. I've been around him now for many months, and I know what he's about. I know how he was performing. The injury was unfortunate, but it hasn't stopped him from being engaged. It hasn't stopped him from knowing exactly what's going on day-to-day basis. He's getting as much work as he can right now, but he has performed really, really well.
Does that sound like a guy they're trading or cutting?
No. But
it's bad news for Shador, right?
Go ahead and tell everybody what you noted.
What I said to you about the phraseology of what they said going into week one this year.
That's enough of that. Well, no, wait, not the phraseology there. Wait, what you mean it's bad for Shador? Like, they're not going to cut Shador.
No, but it's if there's another guy in front of you when you didn't think there would be multiple guys in front of you, and then the starting quarterback, that's probably bad news for Shador fans.
Probably. Probably. But you noticed the wording there, it said week one starter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Joe's guaranteed anything past week one? That is the general question for everybody. 216-474-0092.
Yeah, I had assumed, what did I say yesterday? Three games? If they started 0-3,
that would
be the end of Flacco?
I said London could be the Waterloo.
When is that? Which game is that?
I don't remember. It's not in the late part of the season. It's not in the early part of the season.
It's the first game in October.
There you go. It's a month into the year. So you're three games in, I'm five games in. Is what that is right there. I think maybe Sunday, 9:30 a.m. I don't know what time that is in England. I've never been there. We won the war with them. I don't need to know. They are the five games in. Maybe that ends up being his time. And there were a lot of people who noticed. And you asked me this going to break yesterday, and I went to write it down, and damn it, I got distracted, forgot to answer it coming back, and I hate when I do that. And I didn't answer it because I'm going, why would you just have him start for week one? He could have, I don't think it should be just in concrete, cornerstone, Joe Flacco forever. No, but man, you can't really consider pulling him after week one, could you?
I can answer that, if you'd like, why they might feel that way.
You want to do that here in about 4.5 minutes?
I can do it.
216-474-0092. All right, I want to ask you as a Browns fan, because you could be one of the people who are kind of like Jeff Phelps, like, what are we doing here? Let's go. Let's get to, I don't know about Kenny. Let's get to Dylan. Let's get to Shador. You could be that way, so you could say he's absolutely not guaranteed anything past week one. That statement only says week one. Or you could say that's really silly. That would be typical same old Brown stuff. Don't do something like that.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.